Como madre orgullosa, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Y los únicos huevos que compro son Eggland's Best. ¿Casualidad? ¡Para nada! No importa cómo los cocines, siempre están frescos y deliciosos. Además, tienen más vitaminas D y E y un 25% menos de grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. ¿Por qué conformarse con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos. Visita egglandsbest.com para obtener más información.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We're about to go into Wild Fork Meat and Seafood Market.
Yeah, I love this place though.
Same.
Someone's having a party. Yeah. Yeah, everyone's getting ready for their New Year's Eve and stuff. Hi. Yeah, they got all their stuff vacuum sealed, pretty much.
Elk, ostrich, bison.
No thanks. Alligator. Boneless beef ribeye steak. Aged grass fed beef ribeye steak.
Full flap. Beef thin flap bevet. That sounds fancy.
Oh, what's that?
Extra thin short ribs.
Those look...
It's just because of the oxygen.
Oh, okay.
That's what makes stuff brighter. Like, if it's exposed to any oxygen, the less red it looks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we're just in here grabbing some stuff, y'all. Yeah, mostly everything in here is frozen, though. Like I said, they do have, like, some little other little small items, like bread stuff or whatever. They have condiments like ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard. They have, like, a small little section of, like, bags of chips and, like, jars of salsa and shit like that. Ooh. Hello.
No, just browsing. All right,
let me know if you do.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, they're pretty friendly here, too. Excuse me. Gotta check the dessert section, even though I think we're kind of good. Awesome. See what they got. Got pies. I got cherry pies, apple pies, key lime pie, New York cheesecake.
Chicken empanadas and beef empanadas.
Love those. They got
fries, plantains.
They got meatballs. They got chicken parmesan, farfalle and sausage, rigatoni and vodka sauce. Do we need fries?
Yes, I'll grab some.
Yeah.
Ooh, what? Wedges?
Yeah. French fries.
Pork. Seafood. have that haddock.
Yeah, my favorite fish is haddock. I'm gonna grab some. Oh, I like that song. Okay, so they got how many come in here? I just want to know for the people.
Looks like six. Four.
Okay. Four pieces. Oh, y'all, by the way, too, we're big Dave Matthews fan. Dave Matthews band fans. We went to see them a couple times at Alpine. This ain't Dave Matthews plan, we're just saying. Just letting y'all know. Olive oil.
Fell right out. A child would have fallen right out of there. Getting some herb chicken, maybe.
Okay. They got plenty to choose from. They got, man. I'm sorry, baby. They got.
Ooh, smoked chipotle chicken wings.
Mm-hmm. They got. Oh, they got seasoned chicken wings, bone in, skin on, mesquite.
You could have them whenever you want.
For real. Should I get these? Garlic chicken wings.
I won't eat any.
They got. You know what? They got the hot, golden hot chicken. Let's try some of these.
Okay.
Get some golden hot chicken wings. Michelle's grabbing.
Turmeric, lemon, and thyme chicken wings. We've had them before.
Mm-hmm.
Dessert item.
Dessert item. Let's see.
The beignets.
Huh?
The beignets.
The beignets. I like those apple blossom, the apple berry blossom things too.
Yeah.
They got apple pie, they got key lime pie, New York cheesecake. Keep frozen. What are you thinking, baby? Any more beignets.
Oh, okay. Chocolate lava cake, the apple blossom. Pineapple upside down cake.
Your choice, baby.
Just have burnt cheesecake. That looks good.
Is that basque burnt cheesecake? You gonna try that?
That looks good.
Really? Okay, I'll try it. I've never had anything like that before. But it kind of looks like that stuff Nomi was eating. A nomadic introvert.
Mm-hmm.
So what's all in there?
It's like a cheesecake, but it has like a, like the top is like burnt.
Okay.
Lightly toast on the top, soft and creamy on the inside. Crustless tart.
You want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but y'all, they got good stuff here. I recommend Wild Fork. If you're in the Milwaukee or Glendale area, you know what I mean? Check them out.
Item number this in that cart. Okay, and crab cakes.
Nice.
So we'll have a feast this evening.
Mm-hmm.
We're obviously not eating all of this tonight.
Right.
I wonder if they have ketchup seasoning.
They may. House steak seasoning. Chorizo season, taco season. No.
No. All right. They have dog food here, but Chewy didn't like them.
Right. Probably should.
So we don't have to go out tomorrow?
Yeah.
Have you had the burnt cheesecake before?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, we decided to try it. Give it a try.
You will not be disappointed.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. Happy New Year. So is this cigarettes now?
Yeah.
Oh, let me just grab this.
Okay. Oh, I'll throw that.
Okay. All right, y'all. Success. So second errand done. Now we just got to go and get cigarettes and then go home.
They are so friendly
there. Yep. I almost want a snack. Damn, I should have grabbed one of those muffins off the
thing. We'll be home.
Out of the trunk. Yeah, y'all. So now we just got to make one more stop and then we're going home. Yep. I'm going to watch some basketball at 12.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. Just came out of nowhere.
Panera Breads. Fuck that place. Yeah, so we're just out here in Glendale. Glendale-y.
Yep.
And headed back to Milwaukee.
Yep.
So the new year starting, a lot of stuff's been happening. So here's some things though that just to be making sure you're on the lookout for it. So these are some like things that like, you know, might negatively affect us. You know what I mean? So these are some near term things people should mentally and practically be prepared for as the new year starts. This isn't fear mongering, it's awareness, because a lot of harm happens when people are caught off guard. So, I'll just read a few of these. So, financial pressure hits fast. So, through January and March is when money stress peaks. Credit card bills from holidays arrive, rent increases, insurance renewals, and utility hikes often hit in quarter one. Michelle and I were just talking about some of that stuff. Buy now, pay later debt catches up. Layoffs and hiring freezes usually happen early in the year as well. Even people who feel financially okay can get hit suddenly. Stress equals conflict, which equals bad decisions. There's going to be more scams than usual, as we all know, so be looking out for that shit. They love it when the new year hits. Fake IRS / tax messages, debt relief and credit repair scams, job scams targeting people that are laid off, AI voice scams pretending to be family members. Yeah, with that, if you ever get any kind of weird message or anything like that, contact the person that they say that they're calling you about or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, right after that, contact that person. Just don't take no word. Or have, like, certain ways that you message with people, certain cold words that you always may, you know, put in a text or, like, you know, or certain stuff like that. So people can identify if it's you. If someone ever got a hold of your phone and they're trying to text message acting like it's you, make sure you guys have certain little keys and codes that you know, to where you know, oh, this ain't my son or daughter or my, this, you know, or whatever texting me.
Right.
This is bullshit. Fake charity requests after tragedy. Oh, speaking of, real quick, so that Bass Brew Bay House or whatever it's called in Muskego, I think it was,
yeah,
that went up in flames. So I'm just seeing a lot of people like are donating and stuff, and they're setting up all these accounts. Like, that's cool, the gesture's fine, but to me, like, wouldn't you wait on that stuff until you find out what why the fire happened, like the cause of the fire?
Right.
And I'm not saying it was intentionally set. I don't know. I wasn't there, but I'm saying, what if it was? What if it was intentionally set by the owners? Just saying, that is a possibility.
Or a worker.
Or a worker, whatever, you know what I mean? And then people are like giving all this money because you're thinking it like burnt down and all this tragic. Oh, they lost their shit. When in reality, they did it intentionally. Like, wouldn't you want your money back? Or wouldn't you want to like know what happened before you started donating?
Yeah.
Like, I would just naturally. Like, that's all I'm saying. I hope it wasn't arson. I hope it wasn't intentional. I'm not rooting for it to be. I'm just saying it just seems kind of backwards in a way. And I it would be more natural for family and friends to donate and help them out, but not just strangers, you know?
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to know what happened.
Right. You're just like, because they're not even really talking about like what happened. You don't hear any more really investigating about it. You're just hearing them asking for donations and all that. So anyways, yeah. So media fear cycles intensify, they say. So earlier headlines often focus on crime spikes, which are often exaggerated. We talk about that a lot. Let's say 180 people die in Milwaukee, in the city. Let's say that's the homicide total at the end of the year. Now, in reality, like, I know that's 180 people dead. That's a ripple effect on family members, all that, victims. I get it. So I'm not minimizing it in that way. But I'm saying, but in reality, you in a city of almost 600,000 people, if 180 people die within a year, is that a lot of people dying?
No.
That's what I'm saying. It's like
when you look at it,
when
like
you look
that.
At it that way, like it's the crime's not through the roof. Like people aren't dying every second. It's not like it's Milwaukee's a war zone and it's unsafe. Like that's what I'm saying. Like that stuff is BS. When you really look at the true numbers. But having said that, you know, you can't. No one whose family member just got murdered is doesn't want to hear those numbers. I get that. You know. So the immigration crisis, they say, spikes, economic doom narratives, culture war panic. So they're saying fear drives clicks and votes. Not everything framed as a crisis actually is, but it still affects behavior and policy. Mental health dips. They're saying winter plus pressure plus social comparison equals problems. Seasonal depression peaks, increased substance abuse, more domestic conflict, higher suicide risk statistically in late winter. People don't snap out of nowhere. The warning signs are usually there. And I'll just read this last one. Housing instability. Evictions rise after holiday moratoriums end. Rent adjustments take effect. Foreclosures resume. And homelessness becomes more visible and criminalized. Cities often respond with enforcement instead of solutions.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, y'all. What's the name of this place, baby?
Trader Joe's.
This is the first time I've been in here. Is this like the bougie Aldi? White people's Aldi. Oh, I want to get some bananas. Yeah.
Banana
get,
bread.
Huh?
Banana bread.
Some banana bread.
Or cinnamon coffee cake.
They got cinnamon coffee cake muffins.
Crumpets are only $2.99 here.
That's cheap, baby.
Yeah, they're.
They
like...
got cranberry pecan muffins. I'm gonna try some of these. Don't grab the one off the top, y'all. Get the one. They'll be trying to see. These are good to the second. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Friday.
I think, yeah. Okay. No, I'm not gonna get no bananas.
God, it's freezing in here.
Cold as hell in here.
Do we need any chicken?
If you think so. But you know what though, baby?
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be racist, but white people like the cold. Overall, they run cold. yeah, y'all, they run cold. All right.
They got chicken tender. Oh, shit, that's very tender.
Tomato.
Are you gonna get some though, for real? Oh, they got this package stuff too. I'm not a fan of ground chicken.
No, because you know, it's even worse than ground turkey.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We got two cars, but I think one of them only has like one in it. So maybe we should.
Pancetta.
Hmm?
Pancetta.
Pancetta.
Cracked.
Selling cracked eggs at Trader Joe's. Oh, that one's got some yolk on it. think so. We got two cartons going. They're like both half full. That's good for now.
Yeah.
Maybe just get a creamer. Yeah, this is the first time I've ever been at Trader Joe's. It seems okay. I mean, I don't know. Let me check their racist history. Before we come in here next time, we got to make sure that they ain't on no garbage. Chicken Popeye. Okay. You notice how more and more stuff is just like frozen, no matter what it is. Looking around, y'all. Oh, here's the sweets. Let's see if they got anything worth getting. I mean, I've been buying a lot of sweets though lately. I don't think I need any more sweets. What are those?
Mini pancake puffs.
Pancake puffs. Nice. Okay. Pancake puffs, y'all. Yeah. Paper towel? Some of these cranberry pecan muffins. More toilet paper.
Couscous. Oh, dog treats.
Let's see. What are these? Those are like...
That's dog food, cat food.
Let's see. Because Chewy's out of treats. He's literally out. He has no treats.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. What are these? Nah. See, finding some treats here for Chewy. Salmon. They got salmon dog treats. Salmon sweet potato. What are these? We'll give them some of these. Jerky sticks. Chicken recipe dog treats.
I don't really drink either. Like if you had a margarita machine and you're like, hey bro, you want to come over and drink some margarita? Yeah, I'll suck a valley.
Got you.
Yeah, I'm there.
Alright.
Yeah.
Dude said he don't drink, but he's talking about all them drinks.
Hi.
Michelle's grabbing some champagne. The store is booze. The whole back wall is booze.
Crunchy curls.
Crunchy curls?
Yeah.
Okay. Crunchy curls. Hey, the yeast they're on, right?
When I swamp Colin on Monday.
You do spawn Cheeto Puffs? No. Some of the flavor off the Cheeto Puffs. I don't want those. They're like, they got less cheese on them. I need the full cheese on the Cheeto Puffs. I know, like, dang. Sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, sometimes white people are bad with personal space. Am I right?
Yeah.
They can be a little intrusive sometimes. And y'all can't be mad at me. That's their behavior. I'm just pointing it out.
You want a candy bar or anything?
Nah. Maybe I'll get some of these cinnamon sugar cookies. I'm the only black person up in here.
I just saw one.
You just saw one other one? I see a couple Latin people up in here. They're working in here, though.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. You all right?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
I'm just sort of bragging. I've never been in here before.
Oh, no, you're good.
Okay. We look old enough.
Yep. What's that?
I'm trying to remember the cast code. It's all
like Sunday, free.
I think it's, oh, thank you. I think it's 0525.
I think
so. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. I don't need this one now. Yeah.
I doubt it, unless you want your paper in there.
Yeah. Oh, then it's 1007.
Okay.
Okay. You first.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
You too.
Go ahead, Betty.
So narrow.
I know.
Yeah, that was one of the few days here.
I know, right?
All right.
I love how they do that glass.
The what? Oh, that one. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That was okay. Oh, good. Can you stop this? So that was my, I'm not a Trader Joe virgin anymore. That was, yeah, that was my first time in there. comedy time, y'all. Y'all already know how we do it. Here's some Paul Mooney. Play about 2 minutes, y'all. All right? So I don't know who he's talking about, what he's talking about. Just random. Michelle's in there making our dinner and stuff like that. I'm watching.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's a basketball game right now. Spurs and the Knicks. All right, let's see. All right, y'all.
Oh, it's the truth. White folks know how to label you. They just fuck white girls up.
Don't go black. You won't come back.
Come back from where? What, did they fall in some deep black hole?
Don't go black. You won't come.
That's some cold shit, ain't it? Labor in your ass.
You will not come.
That's why that Spike Lee, what's that, Jungle Fever, all that is bullshit. I'm gonna tell you why. There's no such thing as jungle fucking fever. The white man saw that everybody was mixed a long time ago, okay? Blame it on the white man. Remember, blame it on Maine? Fuck that. Blame it on the white man. Because he did a lot of fucking, okay? He did a lot of fucking. Listen to Ricky Nelson's old tune. I'm a traveling man, remember? My little Swedish girl, my little German girl. And when he got up in the nigger areas, he started humming. Oh, he did a lot of fucking, okay? Ain't no jungle fever crossing nothing. We all too mixed up. That's all bullshit.
Play about another minute.
450 years too late for jungle fever, all right? Now you guys are getting real quiet again. Oh my God, it makes so much sense. We all are God's children, all of us. No, we're all black. That's the truth. Everybody is. It's the truth. It is. It's cold, ain't it? But it's real. Because you know, because people in America said black is negative in the Western world, so you can't get them to admit it. They'll admit they got any blood but black. They'll admit all. They'll admit their mama. Isn't your mama a goat? That's why we call her Nana. Isn't your cousin black?
This off the best rap album ever, y'all. They call this the best rap album ever. This is the Infamous. How fitting is that? This is the only tattoo I got ever on my left forearm, the Infamous. This one's called Up North Trip. We're talking about going to the joint and shit like that. Check out the words. We play about a minute. Rest in peace, Prodigy, too. Next come the bookings, the way things is looking. It's Friday, went for a long stay. Getting shackled on the bus first thing come Monday. Hoping in your mind you'll be released one day. But knowing home is a place you're not going for a long while. Now you're up on the L, in a position that you ain't got you refusing to smell. But keep in mind there's a brighter day after your time spent. Used to be wild, but locked up, you can't get bent. Don't you get hacking. Now you request a PC, you're fragile. It ain't hard to see. Niggas like that don't associate with me. I'd rather get busy to the third degree. Cause the warm population's on infinitely. If this was the street, my razor would be a Mac demon. Hit you up, leave your whole face screaming. What you in for, kid? Busting nuts, caps heard a million street stories caught inside this trap. Who were you to look at me with your eyes like that? Wisen up, young blood, before you make things escalate. And I would hate to set your crooked ass straight. Making moves at night, packing heat in this war zone. Niggas is trying, running for one time. Ain't no time to slip, make more force moving. It's a up north trip, living the high life. Making moves at night, packing heat. Niggas is strife, running for one time. Ain't no time to slip. Make one force moving. It's a up north trip. Tribe Called Quest, y'all. This one's called Infamous Date Rape.
Classic example of a
date rape.
You're wrong. So instead you rest your head on the arm of the couch, envision in your head of a great sex bout. Worthy opponent, all you wanna do is bone it. You ask, can you kick it? She says you can't stick it. This is the kiss, the situation is sticky. Should you try to kiss or hint towards a hickey? Not even, you can ask Steven. If the vibe ain't right, you're leaving. Hit the road, Jack, and all of that. But if she offers her a bowl, she'll drop your load right smack dab in the middle. Get the kitten, I got crazy tender fiddles.
You know the science, you get buck wild. Running mad games as if your name was Scott Stiles. Or better yet, Magic, or even Karl Malone. Regardless who it is, your aim is to bone. If she tries to front, that's when you start to diss her. If she's with the program, that's when you start to kiss her. Might as well get to the point. No time to waste, might as well break the ice. Then set the pace. You start to talk nasty, now she's ready to bone. Step out of the shower, throw on cologne. All of a sudden, her shoe walls tumble down like Jericho. She's hotter than me, Shaq. She's right in her bed. You listen after 7, break fool after 10. Do your thing at 12 o'clock, and when you go again. There goes round 1, ding, there goes round 2. Now tell me, what the f*** are you supposed to do? What do you know when the meow was completed? Girly girl cried, wait, yo, I didn't really need it. Baby, bust it. If you wanna groove, me and you could do it. It will be the move. I won't cry over spilt milk. If you won't let me take you to the hilt.
Y'all, no means no. If a woman says no, that means no, y'all. That was Tribe Called Quest. My favorite album of theirs is People's Instinctive Travels in the Path of Rhythm, their very first album. Let's see, we're going to do one more music interlude, y'all. How about, very underslept on, very slept on album, that Wyclef Jean, The Carnival. That's one of my favorite albums. It's pretty much a no skip. Here, I'm going to play a little bit of this. Play about a minute, y'all. Yeah, go check that album out, The Carnival by Wyclef Jean. Lauryn Hill and the Fugees, they're all on that one too.
Saw the moon trying to be on. Looked at my little brother. Said, you high up there,
man. 1-2, the headline news is broke through. 3-4, soldier, 100 horsemen at your door. 5-6, you want it dead or alive? Hit or miss? Arrival of the carnival. New beats I never recycle. Why you looking for samples? You might get trampled. Surprise, hey, I'm back with lightning and thunder. I heard you over saying I'm a one-hit wonder. You dumb as summer, winter, refugees till infinity. When I'm done, collect royalties from record companies. Clouds getting darker, sun's getting nearer. I turn an atheist to a God-fearing believer. The back of a building, your body's found by children. Playing hide-go-seek, what we found was your skeleton. In the back of a car, you spar with the wrong cars. You know my empire's strikes back hard, Mrs. Lawrence. War is the day after ashes. Project cannons being launched at the palace. Vision revelation, sky road apocalypse. Enemy pilots kamikaze into the abyss. Ha. 1-2, the headline news is broke through. 3-4, soldier, 100 horsemen at the door. 5-6,
wanted dead or alive.
Hit or miss.
So have you heard about this potential serial killer in Houston?
Oh yeah, I have been hearing about that. I know you said you were going to do some digging on that.
Yeah, so police have discovered more than 30 dead bodies in the Houston area bayous.
What?
Prompting fears of a serial killer in the area. Despite the 30 people having very different causes of death, the rumors of a serial killer have already begun to go viral. According to the Houston Police Department, a total of 3 bodies were found near bayous in Harris County last week. Autopsy reports for these bodies are still pending. Now, the total number of bodies found in the bayous over the course of the year stand at 34, which is just one short of 2024's record, like of deceased persons. The local police department has insisted that there's currently no suspicions of a serial killer on the loose in the region. However, some are still speculating. A tourist was interviewed by ABC 13 and said, "The math isn't mathing. I think there's a serial killer. Even they're talking about it even in Nevada." So, then another person said, "There must be somebody out there. Like, how can you, why are there 34 bodies in, like, what's a bayou? Is it like a river?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, however, officials are keen to quash the rumors, as Harris County DA Sean Tear told KPRC, "There is nothing to fear. There's nothing, and I want to be crystal clear to indicate that someone is operating, that no one's operating here as a serial killer. There's many reasons for these deaths, and none of them link us to a serial killer." So the officials are claiming that...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
There isn't one, but you never know. To avoid getting caught as a serial killer, wouldn't you change up how you kill people so that there isn't a pattern? I mean, if you're a smart serial killer, right?
Right.
Like, you wouldn't kill people in the same way. You'd want to throw them off the scent and have, like, you know, different manners of death, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting, and I have heard of that before. But then they, like, stop talking about it, and then when there's, like, a new body is found, then they bring it up again.
Whatever happened with that one dude, the dude that was killing people and throwing their body, was it New York?
Huerman is his name. I don't remember his first name, but
he might have some more bodies.
Yeah, I mean, they don't know where all he was dumping. It's just where they found the ones, but I forgot his first name, but it's Huerman is his last name. I want to say Max, but that can't be right.
Damn.
And so he's still going through, like, the court system.
Mm-hmm.
He has not been convicted yet.
What if that is a serial killer in Houston?
I wouldn't be surprised.
We were talking about that yesterday, though. They're just because there's nothing new under the sun, there is a serial killer out here somewhere.
Oh, yeah. There's lots.
You know what I mean?
There's lots.
There's some woman tied up in somebody's basement right now that just no one knows about. It hasn't been discovered yet, and the person's going
to
get
caught. That's so sad to think about.
You know
that,
what I mean?
Right?
That's crazy that someone's, like, experiencing that type of shit right now.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, because they can't get out, or they can't. Yeah. That's crazy to think that.
So, did you do Crime Time?
I did not do crime time on.
Okay, so this will be crime time. So that's the Houston serial killers. Then we have something local out of Waukesha County.
Waukesha County.
Wisconsin.
West Alley Cats.
No, West Allis is still Milwaukee County.
Yeah, but they'll be acting like they don't want to have nothing to do with us, though. Kind of like how Bayview is. Bayview's kind of...
Yeah.
We'll have to do some history on Bayview's. They got some racial stuff in their past. Mm. I'm going to do an episode on that.
Okay. So a Wisconsin teenager was recently arrested for a road rage incident that left an 81-year-old man severely beaten, bleeding, and potentially concussed.
Damn.
On the side of the road. So, Oliver McSorley, who's 19, stands accused of one count of battery to an elderly person with intent to cause bodily harm, according to Waukesha County court records. The underlying incident occurred in late October near the Waukesha County Technical College campus, but the defendant was only charged late this month. On October 28th, the defendant and the alleged victim were traveling east on Gulf Road in their respective vehicles, according to the criminal complaint. At some point, McSorley began tailgating the older driver, prompting the octogenarian, that must be a term for an old person, to admittedly drive slower as a reprisal. The die was not yet quite cast. The driver's shared road rage apparently built up, and the defendant sped up, driving past the older driver aggressively and cutting him off. Then, at the traffic light near Main and College, the older man caught up with McSorley and inched his truck closer until he touched the bumper of the young man's vehicle. At this point, the young man, who's the defendant, pulled his car over to the side of the road, followed by the alleged victim, who did the same with his truck. Each man got out of his vehicle, and the argument ensued. At some point, the 81-year-old pushed the teenager.
Oh, shit.
He admitted to all of this, too. So it isn't like the kid is saying that the old man pushed him. The old man is admitting that he did that.
Okay.
So that's important to note. McSorley allegedly responded by punching the elderly man over and over in the head.
Damn.
And body until a group of bystanders intervened to stop the beating and call police.
Come on now, you know like an 81-year-old man can't take too many punches, like what the fuck?
Right, so like, okay, so the 81-year-old man admitted that he shoved him, right? So they're probably like yelling at each other and the old man probably went, doof, you know. Shoved him, right?
I mean, sometimes them old mans can be having attitude and stuff like that. But
yeah,
still,
but
you
still,
can't be,
doesn't warrant
you
that.
Be, yeah.
And maybe the kid was like in his face. I'm just
Which
assuming.
I can see.
I'm just assuming that they were both yelling at each other in each other's face, and the old man just put his, you know, shoved him.
Right.
That's what I'm picturing. So 911. Calls were coming in, and one caller said that the defendant was aggressively punching the old man, who was in a fetal position.
Damn, so he was just trying to cover his head and shit and stuff, probably.
Right, as if the younger man was trying to punch the older man into the ground.
Damn.
The caller said. The caller added that she believed the assailant may mortally injure the older man. The older man reported his ears and one eye was bleeding, and that he likely suffered a concussion along with scrapes and bruises. The alleged victim also reported blurred vision and difficulty moving his right shoulder. I imagine.
That's elderly abuse.
He was charged with beating an old person. So the defendant allegedly left the scene of the crime after a second person pulled up and shouted, "Come beat me up," according to the complaint. McSorley later turned himself into the Pewaukee Police Department. Attorney in tow, the defendant said the older man started the fight by pushing him in the chest, knocking his glasses off and threatening to shoot him.
I bet it wasn't no public pretender.
No, yeah,
his
he had a
probably
he probably went home, told his parents what happened. They called Jerry, the family attorney, the family business attorney, and had him come with him. So McSorley added that he feared for his life, though admittedly he never saw a gun. Isn't that funny? People just say they feared for their life, and that's just like a pass to do whatever.
Man.
Then, when in jail, here's where it turns where maybe he was not such an innocent party. I mean, we know that, but, you know. Then in jail, McSorley allegedly made a telltale phone call to a relative, which is obviously recorded. During this call, the defendant allegedly said, "I wish I would have beaten him to a pulp. I should have beaten the shit out of him. He's lucky he only has a concussion. I could have literally beat him to an inch of his life."
Damn.
So
he didn't even have no regret at all.
No.
Afterwards,
he should have just kept with the, "He shoved me. He said he was going to shoot me. So I punched him many times." He should have just kept with that. But what dummies. A lot of people do that, I'm sure. Make phone calls. It says it's you're on a recorded line, right?
Yeah, people would be doing some. I don't know why people don't.
Doesn't it say that right away?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's being charged. They have a picture of the punk. Anybody can look it up. I call him a punk because
he's a piece of shit. A punk. The you know the definition of punk? I believe it's a piece of wood, dried out wood or some shit.
Oh, like really?
That. I believe so.
Do you remember punk sticks when you were a kid?
No.
They're basically incense sticks.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
For mosquitoes.
They're like real big.
They're
right?
Thick.
Yeah. We
bought something similar, but back in the day, they probably were just incense.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, because we had got some of those, y'all, when we, what's that, canopy or whatever?
Yeah, when we had the canopy at the house,
we would stick them in the ground and stuff like that because of bugs.
That really did help.
Like them. It did help.
I mean, we had a citronella candle, bug spray, and it was a screened-in environment.
Yeah.
Shows you how much we like bugs. Okay, so the last thing in the Crime Times section of our episode, and it's about Donald Dump, but he is a criminal, so he belongs in the Crime Time.
Donald Trump.
In my book. So I am going to... he was recently interviewed about the Somalia refugee population, specifically with regard to Minnesota. So I'm going to play this clip. It's not long. And hold on, if it doesn't start right away,
we'll figure it out, y'all.
Yeah.
Declaring war against these cartels, and Congress is likely to approve of that process, why not just ask for a declaration of war?
Well, I don't think we're going to necessarily ask for a declaration of war.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay? We're going to kill them. You know? They're going to be like dead. Okay?
If you...
So I misspoke. It wasn't about the Somali population. It was about the Venezuelan thing. I had a different clip for that, but this was about about shooting or down the Venezuelan boats and like bombing their pier and all that. We're just going to kill him, like, dead. Who says that? And you still need Congress's approval to do that. Like, that's just... He just, so many uhs about him. But anyway, he belongs in my crime time bucket, because to me, he's a criminal. Yep. So that's all I have for today.
So these people are out in down there in Times Square, you know, trying to rush to save their spots. You know, to stand down there and wait for the ball to drop.
Right.
So this. So they're talking to this white dude right here. I'm just saying it because it's an audio podcast. I ain't trying to be all. So they're talking to this white man, and he's basically letting him know he's gonna piss on himself all day. He said he ain't leaving his spot. He said he's gonna stay there all day and piss on himself.
Leave and you have to use the bathroom or even get water.
If you
leave and you have to use the bathroom or even get water,
you lose your spot.
That's the problem.
So what do you do with the bathroom?
What do you do? I'll show you exactly what you do. Okay. Hold on. Let me see. Let me try and find this.
Diapers with him.
Okay, now I
see these pads.
Yeah.
You have to pee in these pads. Let me show you.
But you're a man. What do you do if you're a woman?
Everybody's equal. Nobody's any different.
Oh, you just put it in your underwear?
That's exactly what you do.
And then you switch and you have like a bag, like a...
It stays there. It stays there.
This will hold for the whole day?
You make it. It will stay for the whole day, yeah.
Oh, is this what you do?
I will be wearing diapers.
See?
What?
I'm wearing diapers.
The diapers?
Wow. This is what... Yep.
This is not a diaper, though. But this will not
it works,
hold.
Too. Yeah. It works, too.
It works?
You're a lady. You should know it
works. No,
it's
not working.
Damn, doll says you're a lady. You should know. So they're basically wearing maxi pads.
Oh.
In a way.
Okay.
I guess to keep the piss soaked in. That's crazy, though. All right, let's see. What else is going on here? So this is from the Epstein... Epstein stuff. This lady right here said, check it out. This lady said, fuck all that shit. She's tired of waiting.
Transparency is justice. Release the files and the secrecy and stand with us in declaring that no one, no billionaires, no politicians, not world leaders, is above the law. And let me announce. Members have been discussing creating our own list of names.
Here, let me run that back, y'all. So, this lady's name is... She says, I will name names. I'm not scared of being sued. Come for me, Michael Bay, Juliet Bryan. I don't know who those people are. Epstein survivors announced they will release their own list of names. I'm trying to see what this lady's name is. It doesn't say in this one. Let's check out what she's talking about, though.
Politician, transparency is justice. Release the files and the secrecy and stand with us in declaring that no one... No billionaires, no politicians, not world leaders, is above the law. And let me announce now. Several of us Epstein survivors have been discussing creating our own list of names. We know the names. Many of us were abused by them.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, together as survivors, we will confidentially compile the names we all know were regularly in the Epstein world. And it will be done by survivors and for survivors. Yeah. No one else is involved. Stay tuned for more details on that. Because history is washing, and so are the women he will come after us.
That's right. That's one of the Epstein survivor ladies. But I remember I was saying that. I was like, man, like, why can't they just go to the police and be like, look, so-and-so did this to me, so-and-so did that to me. Instead of just waiting around. That's kind of like what this lady's saying. Because I was saying that, like, why don't they just be like, so-and-so did this to me. I want to press charge or whatever. Like, I don't understand why everyone's just sitting back and waiting. I don't mean to sound insensitive either. So maybe I shouldn't say it. I don't understand why. You know what I mean?
One, I think the statute of limitations has passed.
Hmm.
So I don't think they're looking for charges. I just think that they're looking for...
Shit, I would want charges.
If it's possible, yeah. I'm just saying...
I'd want charges more than money.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times...
I think they just want it made public.
A lot of times with, like, police, a lot of times if they do wrong, if they do something wrong, it don't come out their pocket. These police unions and all that stuff would be paying for their fuck-ups. I think any employee, if they fuck up, I don't care what type of job it is, if you get sued for something or whatever, like, you should have to pay for that. It should come out of your pocket. Because how are you, like, if a police officer does some wrong shit, let's say they kill someone or shoot somebody or whatever, let's say they don't get convicted, but then there's a wrongful death suit or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that don't end up coming out of their pocket.
No.
They don't pay that shit, so they're not really, other than their, like, it being publicized and it being all out there because they, you know, shot or killed somebody and didn't go to jail, like, they got to deal with all that. But other than that, they're not financially taking a hit, really. And a lot of times, those cops will be resurfacing in other departments. Like, a couple years ago by, should have blown over, and then they'll resurface in some smaller department somewhere. And never have been unpaid a penny for the fucked up shit they'd have done to somebody.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I think they should, like, if you do something, like, it should come out of your pocket so you can feel the consequences of that. Because that's one of the, that doesn't really get talked about a ton. Like, a lot of the police budget, a lot of that shit gets used to pay out. Stuff for the foul shit that they do sometimes.
Yeah, their, like, insurance company pays it. Yeah.
I don't think that's right. I think that the person should have to pay it. Same thing with, like, a car accident. If you crash into somebody and total somebody's shit, like, why should the insurance... I mean, you're paying for the insurance, but, like, I feel like a person should have to come just straight out their pocket.
Mm.
If you run and injure somebody in a vehicle...
Mm. But, I mean, that's why you have insurance.
I know, but, like, the insurance pays some of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they cover a certain amount of it and shit like that. But, and don't insurance rates go up as more people, like, have accidents and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, the negative ripple effect.
Yeah.
But same thing, like, when people steal from the store and stuff, and then the prices start going up and shit like that. And then everyone's complaining about prices going up. It's a ripple effect. I think that people in general should pay for their mistakes out of their pocket or that, you know what I mean? Because,
mm-hmm.
like, all the stuff I did, I had to pay restitution. I had to pay it out of my pocket. I didn't have anyone on my behalf paying, you know what I mean? Paying a part of the restitution and shit I owe to victims of crimes and stuff. There was no, okay, well, you pay 70% and we'll pay the other 30%. No, I had to pay all of it. I committed a crime. There's restitution. I had to pay it. Same thing. If a cop does some wrong shit or something to somebody, they should have to pay for all the damages and all the stuff. You know what I mean? Out of their pocket.
Yeah.
That's what I'm, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't think that's right. What's that word? Just generally already, just when you look at that, like, someone else, because, like, just in life, like, people are saying, like, I shouldn't have to pay for your mistakes, or, you know, someone shouldn't have to literally pay for your mistakes. That's what I think. What do y'all think?
I mean, I think if it's something when you're...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Like, when you're in the capacity of your employment, though, like, I understand why employers pay for you, because you're doing your job and something goes wrong, you know.
Your employer ain't going to pay for you if you fuck up at work and you do something at work. They're not going to pay for your mistake.
I mean, if you get sued, yeah.
Your employer's not going to pay. If you do something at work, let's say you punch somebody at work. Mm-hmm. Your employer, you're going to get fired.
Yeah.
They're not going to keep you. They're not going to protect. They're not going to fight for you. You know what I'm saying? To keep your job. Like, where, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, I guess it kind of goes into, like, how, like, certain jobs are looked at, like, as more important or more. And I know cops are important. I know there's certain services that are important. But, like, they get held on this level, this pedestal, like, where if they fuck up, and it can clearly, like, be proven that they did something wrong or whatever to somebody. But a lot of times, like, when they get found guilty of stuff, they still don't end up paying for their mistakes. In reality, it's someone else paying for their shit. Because that's taxpayer money that are paying, like, when a cop does something wrong and the union pays out the millions of dollars, that's taxpayer money that are paying for that. That are paying for their fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So why can a job like that have people come to their aid, protect them, pay out their fuck ups, but someone working at a department store can punch a customer in the face? Why can't they get the same protection? They're going to get fired. See you later. No more Christmas cards, no more bonuses for you. You're just done. That's it.
Yeah.
Why isn't that guy protected? But a cop is.
I mean, so, well, I'm just saying, some people do sue the, like, say it's a Walgreens employee.
Mm-hmm.
They may sue that person personally and Walgreens, you know, because they employed such a individual.
But I'm saying, but if that employee, if there's a situation and that employee at Walgreens,
Oh, well, they probably get fired.
They're going to get fired.
Yeah.
And that company ain't going to fight for them, isn't going to get them a lawyer. Help them fight the case and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's any damages, they got to pay. Walgreens isn't going to pay for the damages.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Whereas, like, a cop, where he could fuck up, beat the shit out of somebody, break somebody's neck, you know, all that type of shit.
I see what you're saying.
You see what I mean?
Yeah,
and their fuck ups get paid for. So, like, the equivalent, the company would be the police department or union.
Mm-hmm.
Paying for their fuck ups. Whereas, like we were saying, Walgreens employee beats the shit out of somebody, they're just gonna get fired.
Yeah.
And they're done. They're donezo. I guess that's what I mean. Y'all see what I mean. So I guess my point is, like, certain jobs get looked at as more, like, you know what I mean? When in reality, it's like, no, that's a cop. He's a human being. He puts on a uniform for 8 hours. He fucked up. He or she messed up. They should be fired, too. If it was found out that they should be fired. And then the police union shouldn't pay for their fuck up. That should come out of their pay.
Yeah, or whatever. See where you're
you see what
from.
I mean? Like I was saying, like with when I committed crime, when I did shit, I had to pay, you know, the court costs, the restitution, like all of that. I had to pay out of my pocket. There was no one else like, we'll take care of some of this, and you know, no. They're like, dude, you fucked up. You owe this money. You gotta pay it. That's what I'll be saying, like.
Yeah, I see where you're
You see what I mean? Because sometimes that'll make, because you, like, one might say this is a bad comparison, but people would be like, oh, well, if criminals, people know they're not going to go to jail, or they're just going to get a low bail, or they're just going to get a PR bond and get right out, and they steal a car, and they know they're not going to get convicted, and they're just going to be right back on the street. What's making them stop stealing cars? Someone could say that for police. If they know they do some foul shit and they're not going to go to jail, or they're not going to have to pay out of their pocket for shit they do, who's to say they're not going to keep doing messed up stuff? If they know that they're not going to have to pay for their consequences.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Someone could say the same stuff to them. That's what I'll be saying.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, and I know, like, some, you know, I obviously know, like, you know, someone will say, oh, well, cops are, you know, they're different. No, they're human beings. We're all human beings. We put on, like, if you have a uniform for your job or whatever, you just throw that uniform on. But you're still a person another 16 hours a day. So if you do something criminal or foul or wrong or whatever, it shouldn't be all looked at like, oh my God, I can't believe that cop did that. Or can you believe that firefighter did that? Or can you believe that doctor did? They're people.
Yeah.
They're people, and people do criminal stuff. They just happen to be a doctor. They just happen to be, you know what I mean? That's why, yeah, I've always been fascinated when people are like, I can't believe that so-and-so did that. Well, they're a human being, and we make choices all damn day long.
Yeah.
Right?
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Can I interrupt for breaking news? It might not be breaking news to you.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
The Packers claimed Trayvon Diggs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, from the Cowboys. Yep, he was one of the top defensive backs, like, a few years ago. But he had knee injuries and stuff and slowed him up. But, yeah, that's a good, nice pickup. Sometimes you just, a player needs a change of scenery, you know what I mean? So, but they also signed a quarterback, too, because I think they're going to probably end up resting Love and Willis, because the Packers are locked into the number 7 seed, so there's no point in them playing any starters on Sunday. So they basically signed this quarterback, and they're going to probably end up rolling him out there and playing him. So, and then we got the playoffs coming up, y'all. Yep. The second season starts. I can't wait for the playoffs.
Yeah, so I just happened to see that, and I was like, ooh, does he know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't want to forget to tell you.
Bucks got a game tonight, too. They're playing Washington. I heard the Bucks are just giving away tickets.
You know what? When you told me that, when I heard that, you know, the Globetrotters used to play on New Year's
mm-hmm.
for years.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore?
I don't know if that's a thing anymore. Yeah. I think people are, like, Globetrottered out finally.
Maybe. My parents took the kids, like, every year.
Mm-hmm. The Harlem Globetrotters, yeah.
Yeah. And then after a while, like, they didn't want to hang out with their grandparents for
right.
New Year's.
Right. So. New Year's Eve, y'all. New Year's Eve. I'm telling you, there's people up in the joint right now, stressing out. they're on the phone with their lady right now, like, what you doing tonight? And then the lady's probably like, I ain't going nowhere. I'm just going to just be chilling. Knowing she's about to go out. Just sitting there lying to dude.
While she's shaving her legs. Right?
She's sitting in the bathtub shaving her legs and shit. On the phone, and dude's just like, yep. She's shaving her legs. She might have cut. So, ouch. Dude was like, what's that? Like,
oh, nothing.
I'm telling you. It's crazy. I'm telling you, that it's stressful. People might be sitting there like, dude's exaggerating it. But just imagine that. Just think to yourself, if you were locked up, just put yourself in this scenario just for a minute. It's not real, so you can go on and do it. Imagine you're locked up for five. Let's say you done been with someone for like 5 years, and then you get locked up, right? And for 10, you're going away for 10. 10 years, there's no way out early. Remember, there's very few get out early programs. So the judge said you got 10, you're doing that 10, right? Damn, and then you're locked up, New Year's Eve rolls around. You're sitting up in there. You're like, damn. You're just counting down the hours. You know them phones turn off at 10. And you got to go in the room. You're like, you are in total out of control from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. You don't know what's going on. And you're just hoping your girl don't go out kicking it. And her friends are like, come on, let's go out. You ain't been out all year, and neither have I. I found a babysitter for these kids. Just make sure you're up in the morning. Just make sure you answer. What time the phone was cut on in the morning? What time? What's the earliest they can call? I think they can call. I think the phone's got, because they have a count at like 7. And then after that 7 a.m. count, I think they let them phones come on. So he'll be calling right away. So just make sure you're up in the morning. Oh, but you don't answer, because I'm telling you, man, them phones, as tomorrow morning, them prison phones, shit, as soon as they cut them phones on, people are going to be at them phones calling home. E.T. phone home. They're going to be calling home to make sure that lady answers that phone, I'm telling you. Ladies, answer them phone in the morning.
Shit.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
It might, I'm telling you, it's going to be some, it's, I'm telling you, it's stressful right now up in there. It's a dude right now, probably, he's, what's that word? Where you feel like, you don't feel you don't feel confident. Like, he feels like.
Oh, insecure?
Yeah. It's somebody in there right now. He's insecure. He's only been with his lady about 10 months, and he done got locked up. Him and his girl been dating about 10 months. He's locked up for 38 months. He's stressing. He is stressing. And his girl likes to drink. Like, she likes to go out and stuff, because they used to go out and drink all the time on the weekends. Oh, my goodness. And he's in there, and he is just like, oh, my God, out of control. Just think of that, y'all. You can't do nothing. And you know people are out hitting on your lady. Because that's what people do. That's part of New Year's Eve. Everyone goes out, and they, you know what I mean? So you know that's taking place. So now you just have to hope that your girl don't fuck around. And you got to hope that you're just like, man, I hope a bunch of dudes ain't hitting on my lady. Because even if she's not going to cheat or do nothing, you just don't. Just the fact of knowing somebody's trying to sleep with your woman. You know what I mean? That's not a fun thought.
Right.
And vice versa. Like, if you're a lady that's locked up, you're worried about if your man's, like, out trying to fuck somebody. Right?
Yeah.
Especially, you know what I mean? Just picture if you're a lady and you just started dating whatever guy you're dating. Let's say you guys have been together about 9 months. Oh, you get a five-piece. You're in there for a five-piece. And y'all only been together 9 months? Oh, you know he's going out tonight.
God.
He's going to be sitting there. Oh, man, they're going to be going out and be smoking with the fellas. And then they're going to go out. Yep, because you know them, the clubs and bars stay open all night. Well, Victor's ain't open no more, but they used to stay open 24 hours on New Year's Eve. Yep. Yep, it's going to people out. Look, yep. It's going to be crazy in this apartment building tonight. Them booty call stalls are going to be filled up. Somebody's going to get impregnated in this building tonight.
There's probably going to be puke in the lobby.
There's going to be puke last year? Yeah, there was. Yep. Yeah, so it's going to, this is going to be, DNA Central today, tonight. It's going to be a lot of cheating. Somebody's going to get cheated on tonight. That's crazy just to think about that. Somebody's going to get cheated on tonight. And then they're going to lie to their partner when they get called in the morning. When them phones cut on. This is a collect call from Racine Correctional Institution. Will you accept the charges? And then the lady's voice, I'm like, yes.
Oh, my God.
Dawes in the big book. Why are you sounding like that? Uh-huh. Like, what? Who's laying next to you? Nobody. That's the TV. And old boy sitting there laying right next to her, rubbing on her leg.
Oh, my God.
And dude's on the phone and shit in the joint. He can't do nothing. He's waiting for breakfast. He's waiting for them to call breakfast. He's just sitting there. And old boy is sitting there laying next to dude's lady, just rubbing on her leg. Oh my God. And then dude's like, I heard something. And then she's like, no, that's the TV. All right, y'all. Don't be cheating, though. That shit ain't cool. I mean, as far as I know, that never happened to me. You know what I mean? But who knows? I don't know everything that happened when I was locked up. But that's the shit. That's the risk you take when you go to jail. And fellas, this is the other thing I used to see a lot, too. You'll be seeing dudes get on the phone and they'll be yelling at their ladies or girlfriends. And I'd be thinking to myself, dog, she can just hang up on you. She don't have, like, she's in control here, not right. You. You're she sitting there, bitch, you better send that money. I'm like, dude, she literally don't have to fuck with you no more.
And she will not accept the charges all the next time you call.
All of that. Yeah, so, I always thought that was fascinating. To just see, like, dog, you are not in control of this situation here. You're sounding like you're the one that's free and she's locked up. Just the way that they'll be talking, I'll be like, man. Anyways, y'all, but enjoy the holidays. We wanted to get this episode out to y'all real quick. So hopefully, because I know everyone ain't going out. Some people are going to probably just be staying in. Listen to music, watching TV, people are always listening to podcasts, so.
Yeah, or maybe, like, just have some friends over so right. And be safe.
Yeah, exactly, yep.
It's expensive to go out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on New Year's, like, a lot of places, like, that wouldn't charge a cover, covers.
Yeah, they're charging covers.
Yeah.
And they know, they know people are going to pay it because they know people want to go out and kick and have a good time. So, exactly. Hi, Chewy.
Hi,
say hi. Y'all hear? Sounds like a little. All right, y'all. So, I'm just, it's 6 o'clock. The games are about to come on. Yeah, but I heard they're just giving away Bucks tickets. Now that Giannis is back, they done won a couple of games and shit like that, but they're playing Washington tonight. Actually, that would have been a good game just to go over there to the Pfizer. We could have probably got tickets for about $5. All right, y'all. So I'm going to watch some basketball.
Oh, should
we're
going to
get the...
Should I start the feast? We're having beef and chicken empanadas. Broccoli and cheese gratin potatoes. They're like these potato medallions. They're really delicious. And we have a cheesecake, burnt cheesecake.
Oh, yeah, we're going to try that. The lady at the... Y'all might have heard it on the recording. She was saying how good the
cheesecake was.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michelle's going to have some rosé. And I also got some Prosecco for myself. So yeah, party for one on that. But that's okay. And
would you say party for one?
Yeah, because I'm having the rosé.
Mm-hmm.
And Prosecco. Yeah. And Prosecco. So we're going to have a good time. And hopefully we make it till midnight. That's the other thing. A lot of times, like, you know, you stay up to see the ball drop in New York, and then it's like, oh, go to bed. But I think we're going to try and stay up till midnight. Maybe later. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? So yeah, but yeah, I'll start making it. Whoa!
Oh, be careful, Chewy.
Chewy, be careful. I'll start putting our stuff together.
Okay. All right, y'all. Enjoy the music
and the evening, whatever you do or whatever you did.
Just be right, yep. Because you may be listening. This may be after New Year's, so if you are listening after New Year's Eve, we hope you got home in one piece. We hope everything went well. We hope if you're in prison, we hope you didn't get cheated on. You know what I mean? But I guess one could say stop getting locked up. You don't have to worry about that, I guess.
Good advice.
You know what I mean?
For many reasons.
Yeah, for many reasons. Yeah, that is not no place to be. I know I talk about that stuff a lot, but it's to try, you know, one of the reasons too is to, you know, maybe something I say help somebody, you know, be like, damn, like, dude was talking about this, like, damn, I don't want to go through that shit. That sounds messed up. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, so, I don't talk about that stuff to brag about. There ain't nothing to brag about being there and went to the joint.
Right.
Yeah, I talk about it to, you know, maybe help someone stay the hell out of there and stuff. And just to give insight about, like, what really goes on and, like, what really takes place and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's just to kind of educate people on stuff. That's all. All right, y'all. Time for basketball.